Okay, Sarah, got to have a serious conversation.
I'm here for you.
We're opening our first Airbnbs together.
We are.
So we need to knock it out of the park.
Yes.
I'm going to admit, my last Airbnbs, there were some things with my cleaning that I needed some help with. Also known as, I could never find the correct stainless steel cleaner. Mm. I was always toggling between brands that were on sale, like, you know, floor cleaners, bathroom cleaners. This time, I know you're the cleaning goddess, the guru.
Thank you.
It's going to, you know, it's a new year. I need to step up my game. And I think the cleaning is obviously that we have to knock that out of the park. Every single guest. What are we going to use?
I got you. So you know that I had a long career in the hospitality storied career in the hospitality industry in New York City, from Irish pubs to 5-star luxury hotels. And it doesn't matter what supply closet I was in, they were always Zepp products.
Okay.
So they've been around for 80 years. They are loved in the commercial industry. So it was a no-brainer when I was starting my own Airbnb business that I would bring these products to my Airbnbs. We don't have a lot of time as hosts to turn over the spaces. So the product has to work, and it has to work right the first time.
Right.
And they've got things from the stainless steel cleaners,
yes,
to the air neutralizers. They don't just cover up the smell, but they will neutralize
not
the smell.
Not offensive?
It's not offensive.
Okay.
To floor cleaners, to upholstery. I'm telling you, all we have to do is buy all the products.
Okay.
Put them in the supply closet.
Done.
And we're going to be good to go.
All right. But where do we buy these products?
Literally anywhere. We've got the Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Amazon. Like, they're everywhere you shop. So I just want our listeners to know that Zepp products are Thanks for Visiting approved.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another great episode of Thanks for Visiting. I am one of your co-hosts, Sarah Karakayan.
And I am Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Let's get into our STR share, Sarah.
Let's do it. So this week we are sharing, this is Instagram handle, My Studio BC. My Studio BC is run by Abby. She is adorable. She's got 5 houses. 4 people in her family, which is what she kind of advertises on her Instagram. But it looks like of her 5 houses, 3 are Airbnbs, 3 are short-term rentals. She has over 248 5-star reviews. She's good. And her Airbnbs are all really top-notch.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar with STR Share Sunday, we always highlight one of our listeners because they use our hashtag. And one of the things we want to talk about, Abby, is she is in St. Louis, Missouri. So I think that's very interesting. She's one of our first STR shares that has had multiple properties in the same city. And I think really taking a look at her feed, she has something really cool. I had this in one of my Airbnbs, but she has a map of the world in each one of her Airbnb properties. And she asked that her guests pin where they are from, where they're visiting her from. And I think that's a really cool touch to not only, we talk about elevated reciprocity, it's something really cool that Abby as a host can see where her guests are coming from, but then other guests that stay can see who else they've been sharing the home with from people around the country and around the world. It's just a very inclusive thing to do in the home. And we really appreciate that. Sarah, what else do you see here in her feed?
So she's got beautiful pictures. She definitely hired, or if she didn't hire, then she's pretty good herself with the camera. And I love it, listeners, if you're out there, and a lot of our listeners, I think, haven't yet taken that first step to opening up their first short-term rental. If you want to DM Abby, again, her handle is MyStudioBC, and talk about what it's like to run more than one short-term rental. And she's got a family. Like, this lady's busy and she's doing it. She's killing it. So we just, I think, Annette, you and I find it really important to have a great community here. If we don't raise what it means to be a great host, then we're not doing our listeners any favors. So I just really love how Abby is rocking three properties. They're all beautiful. Plus, she's got two other houses. I'm wondering if she lives in one of them and the other one's a long-term rental, she might have a diversified portfolio.
And doesn't she host on-site too? She has like a little spot
of them,
right there.
Yeah, one of her Airbnbs is in the backyard of her property. So.
And her response rate is like 100% within 1 hour.
Yeah,
so
it's good.
Everybody should strive to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Give her a follow. And again, if you haven't yet, please do hashtag us, hashtag STR, share Sunday, tag thanks for visiting. And we want to highlight you on our show because our goal is for you to share your space and live your dream.
Absolutely. All right. Let's get today's episode.
All right, Sarah, who's on the show today?
Today we have an absolute rock star, Sharon Keefe. So she most recently spent the last 7 years conducting knowledge management in the vacation rental space. She feels it's been amazing to witness the same challenges in operational infrastructure coast to coast. So what we're really excited about today, Annette and I, is chatting with a vacation rental property manager pro. And here's the thing. So Annette and I were talking about this. When I started my Airbnb career, you know, almost 9 years ago now, I compared it to my life as a hotel manager. And I think a lot of people, when they think short-term rentals, they're like, well, this is like this new and crazy thing to have a house where other people rent and stay. And it's like, well, wait a minute. If I think about this, I mean, people do this all the time on the coast or vacation spots, right? They're vacation rentals.
Absolutely.
So as I started getting my mind in that world, because I've never lived in a vacation area, right? Mm-hmm. I guess New York City is kind of one, but you don't rent out houses there, right?
Right.
But I will say, as an actor, we used to call it subletting. So if you went on tour or you had a job,
right,
you would sublet your room to another actor usually. So I feel like I've been short-term renting
right
all my life. But anyway, we're really excited to have Sharon on the show today. We are calling this episode Different Worlds, Same Mission, because while vacation rentals have been doing this thing for a while, and we even think there might be some misconceptions between the vacation rental world and the short-term rental world.
I didn't even know that the vacation rental world existed. I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, you kind of
did. Well, I knew it existed, but I didn't know in the capacity that it exists.
Well, we've got Sharon on today. And just a heads up, listeners, we're going to have Sharon back a few times because I think, while we have a lot of short-term rental pros come on this show, Sharon is our first vacation rental pro who can, she's been doing this for a while. I mean, she coaches other vacation rentals on how to do better, be better, make more. I know she's going to offer all of you a lot of value. So Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, ladies. It's great to be here.
We are excited. Just another note too, Sharon has been doing it in the hospitality space for 17 years.
Yes.
So, and she's only like 22, so I don't know how she's doing that. All right, Sharon, you want to kind of just give our listeners a little bit of your backstory and how you got into the vacation rental space originally?
Absolutely. So I landed a position out of college in the corporate meeting planning space. And so I had a really up close and personal seat for hospitality as we contracted with hotels across the country. And I was meeting planning for Fortune 500 companies and traveled to like Ritz-Carlton in San Francisco, or, you know, they were all very just five star, five diamond. And that introduction to just how to do it right and nail it, and the expectation level of that the guest and traveler that was going to be serviced, whether it was our client or at that space, at that resort or that hotel. And then I quickly switched over to the hotel side and once again had front row seat to just those five star standards that all of those hotel brands represent. And the spectrum of hospitality, where I found myself in the vacation rental, managing 75 properties privately owned in a vacation destination. But then we also, obviously, the traveler did have varied reasons to rent a property, whether for two nights or for seven nights. And so I was in that role of managing in the general management position for 7 years and transitioned through a few different softwares, which would represent all of our properties on the website, pay the owners, make sure the housekeeping and cleaning, turnovers on those days, all the logistics basically that the Airbnb hosts as yourselves see every single day, all of those moving parts, basically the softwares were managing that. And the third software company that I signed a contract with, which was LiveRes, had asked me to come on board with them in 2012 and coach and really help all of their clients with, you know, better ways to run their business, best practices, industry standards, you name it. And through that position, I was there for 7 years. I was able to meet phenomenal property managers, every pocket of the country, just really seeing behind the, I like to say, really looking under the hood to see all of the ins and outs and their challenges and struggles, but also where they were nailing it and seeing the variety of really great ways to just handle basically every single part of this business. So I'm really looking forward to our conversation today, and because there are so many similarities, but there are a lot of misconceptions out there of professional vacation rental manager versus Airbnb host, and then also that the tricky words of short-term rental versus vacation rental.
Absolutely. I want to ask real quick for our listeners, where were the 75 properties that you were originally managing, Sharon?
Sure. Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Okay. Awesome. And is that more of a summertime retreat then?
It is. It's a mostly Chicagoland market drive to destination. And we pretty much Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay. So pretty short season, actually, in the grand scheme of the year.
Yes. We would do some long-term, you know, 3 to 6 month rental in the off season, traveling nurses, business relos, and such. But our main bread and butter was that summer retreat.
And then when you transitioned over to LiveRes, is that then across the country, like North America or?
Yes. So they are based out of Idaho.
Okay.
But I was one of their satellite offices. So I remained in the Midwest and worked, you know, traveled on site to, you know, really touch the experience and the operation of our clients. But yes, they do service clients all over.
Okay. Sharon, so listeners, we were chatting with Sharon a couple days ago just to prep for the episode today. And Sharon, you mentioned something about being a first on Airbnb in some regard. And I think it's just kind of fun to chat about that since we're kind of, you know, different worlds here. But would you mind sharing with our listeners what that interaction with Airbnb was and why it was a first?
Absolutely. So Airbnb has, as their marketing team is phenomenal and their market research is just spot on because they invest in, you know, watching what travelers are doing, watching what hosts are doing, but just really what is the demand of the traveler? And their market research was showing a heavy, I don't know if I technicality want to say bounce rate, but travelers were leaving the site or areas that didn't have, I don't want to say like they saw the demand for well-run, right? This was way before Superhost ever existed. Mm-hmm. And they really wanted to get into the professional marketplace. And similar to VRBO and HomeAway, who had a ton of, you know, I don't know the numbers, but definitely was a marketplace for a marketing vehicle for professionally managed vacation rentals. And so they saw the need, they saw the demand that their travelers as well, which is actually a completely different traveler set than those who shop and purchase on VRBO and HomeAway, which is also just a phenomenal fun fact that all of us are in such a great industry because the numbers and the travelers out there to service, there is plenty and too many in some sense to service. But that being said, they approached at least 10 different software companies, interview upon interview, did focus groups, a lot of interviews to find out like what are you after? What is your product? Who do you service? What are your standards? And it was really cool to be a part of LiveRes at that time because they were the only one that passed the interview process by Airbnb and said, you know, if we can, I think they called it the Suite 13, if we can have you changed 13 ways that you would have the professional marketplace join Airbnb, then, you know, you're doing something right. And they were like, okay, this is who we want to do this partnership with, because it's not all about the money or the numbers, and just everything else fell into place as far as like what that was going to look like. And anything to increase the participation level is obviously what you're after, but it's all about how you do it and representing your brand, allowing the professionals to represent their brand, represent all of their terms and conditions, just everything that is a little varied on that spectrum when you are trying to operate 300 or more privately owned properties. There's just the complexity is there. And Airbnb was just awesome to recognize, okay, we might have to shift some things on this integration, so to speak. So that was my first interaction with Airbnb.
Were you hesitant to work with them?
Yes.
Okay.
I was. I was, because other listing sites, you know, they fell in a bucket. They were a marketplace, a vehicle to advertise and list, but they never really understood our business. And it was very rules. It was a relationship built on rules. It wasn't a collaboration. And they said there was going to be collaboration, but it was like, let's see, because, you know, we've seen this before with other OTAs or listing sites. And so, yes, I was skeptical. I was kind of like, well, we'll wait and see how this works. There's a lot of moving parts. And yeah, their team was phenomenal to work with.
Okay, Sharon, there are two acronyms, which I've just recently learned. So VRM is Vacation Rental Manager, correct?
Yes.
And that's in the space. I didn't know that was an acronym. And then the other that you just mentioned was OTA. Can you explain OTA to our listeners?
Sure. So Booking.com, VRBO, HomeAway, Expedia, you know, all of those travel sites that some of them offer, you know, multiple, it's a big array of offerings as far as services, and whether you book a hotel room, book a flight, book your car, anything around travel. And meshed in there is this vacation rental, like what, rent a home. And the speed at which these marketplaces have changed obviously also tells you not only the competitive nature, but also just that traveler really is demanding another way to travel, depending on whether they are going on a quick business trip, but they need some more space. And I love to say that we don't compete. We, Airbnb hosts and vacation rental managers alike, don't compete with the hotels. In 7 years when I was answering the phone, making those reservations and servicing travelers in the Lake Geneva market, and we have phenomenal 5-star resorts here as well, never did the person on the other end of the line say, oh, we're considering, you know, renting a home or staying in a hotel room or one of the resorts. You know, it just is not, there's enough of that demand out there and the guests we're not taking business from each other.
Yeah, that's so funny that you say it like that, Sharon, because I'm just going to say this, maybe, I don't know, I'm going to admit that I got 4 hours of sleep last night, so the ladies will let me know if this is a weird realization, but it's so funny that you hear about hotels lobbying against short-term rentals because we're getting into their space and they don't like it. And it's like, it's so funny how the big bad hotel is nervous about short-term rentals encroaching on their business, where us hosts just jumped in and vacation rentals, you know what I mean? Like we just kind of jumped in and said, well, what do you mean? There's plenty to go around. You don't offer the same thing that we're trying to offer. So and I love how that's your mindset too, Sharon, that we're not competing. We offer two different products. So yeah, I just feel like people are always like, well, is there ever going to be enough business to go around with hotels building and trying to get into the short-term rental space? Hotels are buying houses and
Hotels will be in the short-term rental space and some of them are already. So,
but I just don't think it's ever going to be, they still won't be able, there's still going to be enough to go around. Do you agree, Sharon?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
So have you always, In your experience with vacation rental management, have you always had platforms to help you market your spaces? So, because I've only been in the space when Airbnb existed, so I only know what I know. Has it changed? And since integrating with Airbnb, I know that Vrbo and HomeAway came before them, but mm-hmm. has this helped you, or have do you think that there has been so many other short vacation rentals hop in the market, or even short-term rentals in your area hop in the market because of Airbnb, that it's kind of balanced out the great marketing platform, but now you've got, you know, more inventory?
It's allowed the professional vacation rental segment, if you will, to reach a larger audience. There's a lot of travelers from Europe that will use these marketplaces to find their perfect property, whether regardless of the nature of their stay or the reason for their visit. So it has allowed a broader spectrum. There's a lot of the philosophy of relying and trying to market to your return guests and repeat travelers, and whether families or couples or singles that always are coming to your area year after year for, once again, just that variety of it really does tip into that short-term, you know, whether business traveler or they're just going to be in town quick and they're not technically there to vacation, but they need accommodations that vary from a hotel. Really looking at, so the marketing plan in the vacation rental management world is a little bit more diverse, and it does have what I like to call a healthy dose of OTA marketplace, right? Like a percentage of your properties on the listing sites that make sense, and your website, which is a little bit foreign in your world, but your own website carries a lot of marketing power behind it, and your brand and your standards and what those guests come to expect from you and getting to know your team. And so that's right back where, and I feel like we're going to loop back and forth of so many similarities, is where you get to know your guests and you're like, hey, this is who we are. Call us if you need anything. That's exactly what we're doing on this side of the spectrum too, and getting to know our team and our hobbies and our favorite restaurants in the area. And the word concierge, we're both trying to dial in and service the traveler on the concierge level. And I think thanks to Airbnb, who's now introduced this whole experience platform of, you know, cooking experience, or it's not just, you know, hope that they can get into the property, that, you know, the linens are professionally laundered and everything is sparkling clean and ready to go and fabulous. But now there's this other concierge or real life experience or backdoor access mentality to offer the traveler as well. And I think that this is what we've been trying, you know, it's always the intention, but first and foremost was a clean property, well maintained, all the amenities, the linens are spectacular, and so on and so forth to meet their demands. And so Airbnb is a very powerful marketplace. I think that they came into the segment and the space with a different mantra, where, you know, reviewing the traveler as well as the host. And that has been powerful, but once again, rising to the tide of, Are you making it, or are you barely getting by? And so that's where it's so cool. We do have that same mission of better servicing the property with as well as the guests. We really have to do both well and find out how we can, you know, just be a better in that hospitality seat that we find ourselves both in. How do we do that better?
Right, exactly. Okay, I'm going to say it. I feel like I haven't experienced it directly, and I don't know if you have either, but is there a little bit of a uneasy feeling from vacation rental professionals with all of these hosts who might own a property and they want to like list it to a traveler, you know, all these short-term rental hosts? What is that feeling in your world towards us? And I want you to give it to us straight.
So here's what I battled way back in 2005, was that traveler calling and saying, well, why would I rent this, you know, 6-bedroom on the lake for $12,000 a week and pay taxes when I can rent this VRBO property and I don't have to pay taxes? Why would I rent from you? So that was my first introduction to unregulated, you know, there's no running a business from your basement or from, you know, your condo in renting your condo in Naples from your studio in New York. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm, you know, busting my butt doing this all the right ways and following the rules. And there are these people out there really that can just have people send them cash in the mail and hope that it's clean, let alone pay taxes. So there is...
That's the beef. That's the beef right
yeah,
there.
That's
and
the beef.
That's
right.
The hotel beef too. If we want to talk about the lobby, yeah. Something like that, that's... I think that people aren't... They just want everybody to be playing the same game, I guess,
right.
Or paying the same
sure.
fees.
Sure.
So I think that's the biggest beef right there was the financial difference. And mm-hmm. honestly, I didn't know about that. Like, I just trusted Airbnb. Like, oh, they'll tell me what I need to do. You know, like it, to play like the short-term host.
Yeah.
Like Airbnb's like, no, you just list it on here. And our state didn't have, we now have taxes built into the platform, but mm-hmm. before they weren't there.
Right. And now we have licensing, at least in Columbus.
Yeah.
But it's not like that in every single market.
Do you have licensing for your, in most of the markets that you have vacation rentals though, would you have to be professionally licensed there?
It really varies. I mean, some states you have to have a brokerage attached to in order to rent out the property.
That's it. Yeah,
so there's brokerage. Some real estate that, you know, rubs shoulders with it. And I mean, that's kind of like we're a hybrid you know, in my world, it was the redheaded stepchild of we're not real estate, you know, we're not hotel, we're not bed and breakfast. And so even when the health department came to let's do this permit thing, we're like, okay, what does this look like? And the forms that the inspector had was like, okay, well, you're not a bed and breakfast. You don't have the sprinkler systems in, you know, the ceiling.
Oh, right,
and
right.
Like just
safety.
They didn't
concerns.
Know what to do with us. Right. And where do we fall? And so I think at the same token as there was just a learning curve. Every region and marketplace, state, so on and so forth, has really had their own learning curves and ebb and flows with where are we in our community? What are we recognized as business entities? What are we recognized as? So, you know, is there that like, Airbnb host versus professional? It's the other thing I want to quickly note on that is the traveler getting burned by, and we didn't have Airbnb in my marketplace. It was just VRBO. And so getting burned by that mm-hmm. individual property owner renting
yeah.
from thousands of miles away and being like, you know what? Vacation rentals is not for us. We had a horrible experience. We got there and we've all heard those stories, right?
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So then it was also like just misrepresentation of our product and our offering and that that's not a vacation rental. So getting burned on both sides of it, it was just kind of like left that bad taste. And obviously after any relationship that you can have that, you know, it's hard to hate the person that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so my introduction days of Airbnb, I'm like, oh, okay. And now, you know, people will ask, like, do you have a contact or connection in a certain destination? And when I don't, and, you know, I'm like, go on Airbnb, but I would only stay with a super host. Don't
right.
even
right.
risk it. And
right.
so I'm like, I don't know if that is okay to blurt out, but
yes, absolutely.
The power of a referral, it obviously comes back to you, right? When they have a bad experience. And so once again, it just is that standard that whether we're going to hold the guest responsible and making sure that they're going to safe keep the property, or it's the host or the property manager that is facilitating the stay, making sure that they're also going to do everything according to the standards that they've advertised to. So I think that juggle of keeping both parties in check is, you know, part of the common challenge we face, whether we're managing hundreds of properties or 10
right, exactly.
or one.
Do you think one of the main differences too between vacation rental and short-term rental is that there are direct bookings through the vacation rental companies? I mean, that's like a basis of them opening their business, correct?
Yes. Yes. Like not needing a marketplace. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly.
The reservation. Yes.
Right. Okay. Cause I right. think at the base of it, that's the main difference. Is that, you know, most Airbnb hosts, you're not going to be able to, they don't have any sort of direct booking.
Well, I think the main difference is just, I think Airbnb hosts and co-hosts in these non-vacation worlds are just kind of jumping into an industry they have really no, like, they didn't start in hotels. I mean, they really just, well, we have a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
We have a long-term rental property, you know, and they're just, let's just see. And that's why, and I want people to be excited to try something new. It changed my life. I love what I do. But at the same time, I think I say this all the time in the podcast, I sometimes spend more time persuading people to not get in the Airbnb game because I can just tell they're in it for the wrong reasons and they have no idea what they're getting themselves into if they want to do it right and for a long time and to actually be profitable.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And that's so encouraging that you find yourself that, okay, in this conversation, this is my goal because I'm already hearing things that this is going to go wrong in a lot of ways. And Mr. or Mrs. Host, you're not going to be happy, right?
Like right.
You know that it's not a fit for them. So I love that that's your mission. And I think the difference, I've heard another professional recently state, you know, the difference of Airbnb as a marketplace, but they're finding themselves in this odd position because there is so much to this. And this is why you guys are out educating the mm-hmm. community and so on and so forth, is because the listing site doesn't tell you all the ways that to be running a business. And oh, by the way, this is a business, right? And check all these boxes. And so I think that as they put more of these qualifications or areas that you need to meet to be super host and so on and so forth, they're finding that they're more than a marketplace, but there's limitations of just being that listing site, right?
Yeah. 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 So it's funny because when you go to Airbnb.com and you're not a host yet, it tells you how much money you can make. And it's very exciting. And it's really, the design is really easy to read and navigate through. But nowhere does it say disclaimer. You will invest thousands of dollars before opening your doors. And people will call you at 2 a.m. if there is, you know, whatever happening at your property or, and they just don't give you the realistic warnings of what life is like as a host or a property manager for short-term stay. So not that I don't want to encourage people to try something because this is great, but yeah.
What, Sharon, in your experience right now, I think something that we could probably learn, and one of the differences also is the redundancy when there are guests on a property. So in the short-term rental market, you might be the host of your home and actually be traveling when someone's staying at your home. And there's absolutely like zero redundancy for that guest. Can you talk about the difference there with vacation rentals? Like, it, you know, especially during busy season, there's probably some sort of like, you know, multiple people that are on staff ready to go and take care of guests.
Absolutely. So I think it's that what communication piece or technology or vehicle do you give the guest to get in touch with the manager or the property manager or the service entity? And from there, and as we know, all of these problems that come up at 2 a.m. or 4 p.m., they don't happen unless there's a guest there, right? Mm-hmm. So whether it's the clogged disposal or you know, something's just not working in the property. The TV, the lovely TV remotes, technology and electronics. I swear when I travel, I'm like determined I am not going to call on
That's
behalf of my TV remote talents. So absolutely, we have, you have to staff accordingly. You have to be available. Does that staff need to be 5 minutes away? No. I mean, it is amazing how different technologies can alert you when the AC is not holding a temperature, or, you know, depending if you're in that ski market, freezing pipes is a thing versus on the beach, the air conditioning is the thing. So we just became, so new products have entered that marketplace to allow you to be more savvy and proactive. But in our world, we are always going to be living a percentage of reactive time. You can't mm-hmm. get ahead of everything because once again, something isn't going to break unless it's being used. And so really teaching that mindset of we're going to live in that reactive world. We're going to do inspections and checks and try to get ahead of it. But it's been cool to see the technology, also the in-home technology that mm-hmm. has entered the marketplace, because the burnout rate, you know, was and is in certain marketplaces on the operations side is so high because of the demands of servicing and being reactive and trying to quickly correct any issue with the property.
That is something I don't think Sarah and I, we've talked about it often, but I don't think we've named it quite like, I think you just hit the nail on the head. Like there will always be, as much as we try to automate, to audit, to get ahead of guests, there is always going to be a reactive side of hosting or vacation rental management that there's just when there are live, you know, humans in your space using things and they're either A, going to break, they are not going to understand them, there's going to be a power outage. I think that's just, if everybody understands a portion of your time will be in reactive mode, it actually is comforting to know that it's not a negative thing.
Right.
You're busy. That means someone is actually staying in your space.
Is it weird, ladies, that actually, sometimes I'm in the thick of it, I don't always love it, but actually, I'm actually lying to you. In the thick of it, I kind of love it. I love the challenge of seeing how I can, especially if it's a problem with, you know, a misunderstanding, something going on in the home. I love seeing how I can keep my cool, change my guest's perspective, and really turn around the whole situation and make it great. Like, it's kind of my favorite thing because it's, I don't know, I don't like to sit and have the same thing just happen all the, I don't know. It challenges me as a human and as a professional. And I would say 99.9% of the time, I'm pretty good at being able to do that. And that for me is fun.
Sharon, you've been in this market for a long time. Can you give us one of your biggest challenges that you've had ever overcome with a guest?
Oh man, I feel like I'm an interview for a job.
Yes, and
describe
how did you handle
a challenging situation. How did you handle it?
I feel like these segments are really helpful for our guests. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the most challenging, or maybe it's the thing that happens most often. You know, something.
Yeah,
that's
It's hard to pick one, and you know, when we go to these trade associations or these industry events and continuing education, which is another thing that is an awesome topic of how much we want to learn from each other. And we're never done learning. And the drive, you know, that you're talking about of, or kind of, you know, mini getting into the addiction of, okay, I'm going to handle this challenge. If everything just goes right, you're like, okay, really? You know, I want a challenge today. But it's not, how do we not create the monster with that guest of like, oh, I wasn't there in 2 minutes. You're going to give me a bad review. Like, also, I think just like leveling that playing field. So one of, at these trade associations and events, it's a common joke of like, when I write my book, everyone has a just stories mounting over that would be, you know, a 500 page book of, this is what happened. Wait till you hear this one, right? And so it's common to have this thing called a blacklist of guests that you swear to never service again. And we had blacklisted a guest and they tried to come back and rent another property and used the like, oh, but we're going to buy a lakefront and we're working with real estate agents. And they were so embarrassed that they were on this blacklist. And backing up, I'm trying to tell you how much I want to tell the story, but let's just say they had, and this is when we were printing out guest rental agreements and everything was paper. I feel like I'm really dating myself. So that whole 22, so I was 12 when this happened. No.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, they would have to sign a contract?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And put it in the mail and with a check.
Oh,
and
wow.
Because, you know, the credit card, you know, that just all of this is really making me sound so old. So they called to change their dates. They're like, oh, we're going to leave 2 days early. Can we obviously pay less money and leave early? Sure can. Print off, snail mail, sign it, send it back. And so they chose to print off the original, put it on the fridge. And when our cleaning crew came to do the departure clean, they're like, oh, we're not leaving. Look, our agreement says we're here for 2 more days. The previous agreement, not, you know, the one that they
requested,
most recently signed, mm-hmm. and that they didn't pay for the extra 2 days, right? And family of like 3 kids, you know, mom, dad. And they were just like, no, we're not leaving. We're like, well, we have people coming in. So just like demanding that they were not going to leave. And so we had to get the owner involved, and it was like, it was kind of ugly. So we're like, you know what? We can't trust, we're not renting to you again, right? Like yeah. that. We just can't afford to do that. And so they came back wanting to rent like 3 times the property. So obviously it would have been a great reservation to secure. But we're like, ah, we can't do this though, because you're blacklisted. And they're like, what do you mean we're blacklisted? Oh my gosh, we're just so embarrassed. And so they wrote letters to like the president of the company and the owner of the company, and called and just apologized profusely. And they said, please write in the contract that if we don't behave, basically, then you can evict us like at a moment's notice, and we will sign like that section specifically, the whole contract. And so basically they begged to come back, and it was like a $25,000 reservation. And so, yes, we did allow them to come back, but just like setting the stage of like, hey, this isn't how we do business. Like right. we would never, right? And right. just the like, integrity. And, but it was like, anyways, it was kind of,
that's a tough situation.
I felt embarrassed for them. Like, am I really going to tell you that you're blacklisted? Like, we assume that you're just not going to come back, because it was bad for both. Like, I've never had a guest that was blacklisted come back to try to rent.
Okay, so in the short-term rental market, we can kind of see those reviews. Is there something like that on the vacation rental side? In like, let's say Lake Geneva.
For the guest?
For your vacation rental owners. Is there something?
Well, they may have like a face. You guys have like a Facebook group where you say, don't rent to Susie Q. She
partied or yeah. had, you know, that. They left a heavy
no. because the homeowner is all of that. I mean, they're paying for the peace of mind. You know, they go to bed at night and they have no idea. They're just getting that income, check. Right? They have no stress of like, you know, what's the grade of the linens or, anyways, all of those things in your world, they have no communication, or part of what they're paying for is for that professional to. Qualify the guest, okay. but qualifying the guest, right? Like do your own qualification process and hold them responsible. So everything in the guest rental agreement that they're agreeing to, whether it's no smoking or no pets or this or that, the homeowner isn't privy or doesn't have a care in the world, right? Because you handle it and make them abide by the rules.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, the topic of our conversation today is different worlds, same mission. I know that our mission is to provide safe, clean, beautiful spaces that anticipate the needs of our guests and to surprise and delight travelers from anywhere and everywhere, from all backgrounds and XYZ. Different worlds is that the vacation rental managers and professionals have been at it for a lot longer than a lot of us have. You have a lot of systems in place that we don't yet have. You have a lot of workarounds to things that we're still trying to figure out. I feel like you're over there being like, we already got this figured out, you guys. Just come over here. You know, we'll help you along the way. Is there anything you've got a whole big audience of short-term rental hosts, soon-to-be hosts. Is there anything you want to say to them, Sharon, knowing what you know as a vacation rental host and knowing how the vacation rental managers are kind of viewing, you know, Airbnb hosts? Anything you want to share with them and say?
Just that there's a right way to do just about everything, and they're to discover it after the fact. You know, it can definitely save you a lot of time and energy to due diligence and go travel. I mean, the best way to learn the difference of what amenities or what service levels are missing the mark or meeting the mark, just travel, be in that guest mindset. You can learn a lot. And, you know, just like you wouldn't just open a wedding planning company and being like, well, let's just see how all of these logistics go. You would want to do some research and know what you're getting into and make sure that it's something that you're going to have a little ounce of passion for, because it does, there's more than meets the eye of all of the things that go into it. But it's awesome that travel is part of the research process.
Right.
So that would be my advice.
I love that. And we're so excited to find you that we want to have you back. And so going with a different world and same mission, we want to talk about why raising the bar matters. And I think raising the bar in your spaces as a, we'll say host, because that's kind of in our industry, why raising the bar as a host matters. And so I think all this ties back into our mission and what our mission really is and our focus is. But we're really excited to have you back on several other episodes, Sharon. Where can our listeners find out more about you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is VRMadvocate.com. And VRM also is Vacation Rental Management or Manager. So either of those terminologies is where you would find us. So VRMadvocate.com, and then on LinkedIn as well, Sharon Keefe, VRM Advocate.
So if a listener wanted to up their game and raise their bar, could they go to you to get some direction and some coaching?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amazing. And I just love that. I mean, I think there are so many things you can learn from people like Annette and myself with Airbnb specific, short-term rental specific. But then when it comes to like tried and true systems and practices and all that kind of stuff and really stepping up to that professional level, I really feel like I know that I want to talk to you about my personal career in this industry and how I can level up. So I'm excited that our listeners now have you as a resource.
Likewise, it's great to network. And in our space too, I think networking is always educational.
Mm-hmm,
like both
sure.
parties walk away with some new insight and perspective. So I was thrilled to be here today. And thank you so much for having me.
Great. Thank awesome. You so much. All right, listeners, I'm Sarah.
I'm Annette. And we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.